You're listening to Dr. Groove on the wireless. Groove on the wireless.
You're listening to Groove on the Wireless. Radio
Rock. This is a beautiful day. It is a new day.
I like the music. I'm a music freak.
We are together.
Dr. Groove.
We are unified and on one accord.
We want to be free. We want to be free to do what we want to do.
Because together we got power. Apart we got power.
Doctor, come on, what? Always do the right thing.
That's it?
That's it.
I got it. I'm gone.
Today on this program you will hear gospel and rhythm and blues and jazz. All those that you play with, we know that music is music.
Hi and welcome. Hello. Hey, what's hey about? Hello and welcome to Groove on the Wireless show 232, I think, in a continuing series where Dr. Groove talks to you and tells you what's going on in his life and plays one hour of good music. So that's what's going to happen this week. I was away for a while on holidays, and so there hasn't been a show for quite some time. And in spite of the fact that this show will probably go out late, I am going to make an effort to try and get it together and get it out there. Excuse me as I set up the machine to rest on the Good News Bible. It's a long story. I don't know what it's doing there. It's good. It's useful as a piece of furniture. So, what's going on in the world? Well, this weekend there'll be the Dublin Anarchist Book Fair, so you should make your way along to that. In fact, there's a meeting going on right now, which I should be at, but I'm here instead recording this show. And what else was I going to say to you? I don't know. I mean, I think it's important that at a time when someone like Gavin Duffy secures the nomination for the presidential election, I think the place you should find yourself is, you should find yourself in, is an anarchist book fair or an anarchist meeting, because certainly the answers do not lie with dragons running for presidential elections. That's not how we get collectively out of this mess. So come as you are, whoever you are, and let's start working together to collectively get us out of the mess that we find ourselves in.
As I This is Drexian Cruiser Control, Bubble 1, to Laudosian Cruiser 8-203X. Please decrease your speed to 1.788.4 kilobonds. Thank you. Laudosian Cruiser 8-203X, please use extra caution as you pass the Aqua construction site on the side of the Aquabahn. I repeat, proceed with caution. 8-203X. You are now clear for docking. Have a nice day here in Drexia. I'm Drexian Cruiser Controller X205. If you have any problems, let me know. Bubble Control 1 out.
met her in a club down in Old SoCal, where they drink champagne and it tastes just like cherry cola. C-O-L-A cola. She walked up to me and she asked me to dance. I asked her her name and in a dark brown voice she said, Lola. Hello.
Raincoats, the Raincoats with Lola, which I think is the superior version, but I'm not alone in that. A lot of people do. So what did we hear before that? Well, we heard Abyss from, I can't remember what they're called, Nothing to Say or something. It's a strange name for a band. Before that, we had The Claim by Peter something. Actually, let me look it up so at least I know what I'm talking about. The Claim by Philip Sherburn, that's what it was, and it's taken from a Hot Chip mix album. And The Abyss is from NTHNG, Nothing, I think that's what that's supposed to be. I had a friend who was in a band called NRG, and that's in Dundalk, but everybody, it was three separate letters, right? NRG. But in Dundalk and in around the greater Louth area, they just call them Nerds. So, are you in the band Nerds? They would say to each other. So they missed the point entirely. Okay, before that we heard a track from Drexlia, that's Bubble Metropolis. And the reason why I played that is because before that I played Decal with Zero Star, and it has this woman's voice in the background, and it reminded me of the start of Bubble Metropolis when she's talking to Lord Dexian, Cruiser Control, whatever, spaceship. I love that whole Afrofuturism that was part of the Detroit movement as much as anything else. And we started it all off with the incomparable Nirvana, who I keep going back to. So that's often the way that these shows are built. They're built around going back to cornerstones, foundation stones. And another one that keeps coming back, and it's because I saw it in The Defiant Ones, which is a documentary about Jimmy Iovine and Dr. Dre and their story, really, joined together because they both went on to set up Beats and then sell it to Apple for a fortune. So there's some amazing mixing going on in that as well, where you see Dre in total control of a mixing desk, and that is a sight to behold and listen to. Anyway, I digress. That reminded me of this song because Jimmy was on production duties for this, and this is Patti Smith with Because the Night.
And understand, desire is hunger, is the fire I breathe. Love is a banquet on which we feed.
Because the night belongs to love. Touch me with lightning.